Amplified Radio. You're listening to the Amplified Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. If you missed any of the show, or you just want to hear it again, you can subscribe to the podcast feed on all podcast directories. Just log on to amplifiedradio.ca. We'll be airing exclusive content only on our website and podcast feed. There are monthly artist interviews, spotlights, and DJ mixes. Big thank you to the regular listeners and the new listeners. If you like what you hear, tell a friend. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this episode of the show. This is DJ Sneak with Drums and Us. Until next time. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
On campus, the Soka organization, along with members of the community, opened Black History Month with a ceremony that included explaining what has led up to now.
I'm going to speak quickly about Black History Month in Canada from 1960s to the present. Black people face discrimination in Canada in housing, employment, and access to public services. Many restaurants, hotels, and movie theaters refuse to admit and serve Black Canadians. In 1967, Canadian immigration policies changed. Immigrants were accessed in terms of education, skills, and employment prospects, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Racial discrimination has been illegal in Canada for many years. However, many people argue that systemic racism continues. Also known as institutional racism in social and political institutions. This includes continued harsh stereotyping of Black communities and resistance to include Black history within the Canadian history in educational curriculums. I'm from